जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जयो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमाते जीवाइंग ग्रे श्रील एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड श्री राधा कुंड श्री गिरी गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जायामुदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 11 चैप्टर एंटाइटल लॉर्ड कृष्णस एंट्रेंस इनटू द्वारका टेक्स्ट 36। उधामा भावा पिशुनामाल वालगुहास वृद्धावालोक निहतो मादानो अपि यासाम समूया चापम अजाहात प्रमोदात्सम प्रमोदा उत्सम यसेन्द्रियम विमातुतम कुहुके न सेकु। उदम भाव पशुनामाल वल्गुहास विदावलोक निहतो मदा अपि यस्सम समूह्या चापम अजहात प्रमोदोत्सता यसेन्द्रियम विमातुहुम कुहकेर्नासेहु। उदम भाव पशुनामाल वल्गुहास विदावलोक निहतो मदानो अपि यस्सम समूया चापम अजहात प्रमोद उत्तमता यसेन्द्रियम विमहितु कुहकेर्नासेहु। उदम भाव पिशुनामाल वल्गुहास विदावलोक निहतो मदानो अपि यासम समूया चापम अजहात प्रमोदात् समता यसेन्द्रियम विमाहितु कुहके ससेकु।
प्रमोदमात्रो
Mother G's. Udama, very grave. Bhava, expression. Vishuna, exciting. Amal, spotless. Valguhasa, beautiful smiling. Vrida, corner of the eye. Avaloka, looking. Nihata, conquered. Madana, Cupid. Amadana, the greatly tolerant Shiva. I'm sorry, Madana means Cupid or Amadana, the greatly tolerant Shiva. Api, also. Yasam, whose. Samuya, being empowered by. Chapam, bows. Ajahat, gave up. Pramada, women, whose maddens. Uttama, of high grade. Ta, all. Yasya, whose. Indriyam, senses. Vimahitam, to perturb. Kuhaika, by magical feats. Na, never. Seku, was able. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, although the queen's beautiful smiles and furtive glances were all spotless and exciting, and although they could conquer Cupid himself by making him give up his bow in frustration, and although even the tolerant Shiva could fall victim to them, still, despite all their magical feats and attractions, they could not agitate the senses of the Lord. Purport. The path of salvation, or the path going back to Godhead, always forbids the association of women, and the complete Sanatan Dharma or Varnashram Dharma scheme forbids or restricts association with women. How then can one be accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is addicted to more than 16,000 wives? This question may be relevantly raised by inquisitive persons really anxious to know about the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. And to answer such questions, the sages of Naimisharanya have discussed the transcendental character of the Lord in this and in the following verses. It is clear herein that the feminine attractive features which can conquer Cupid or even the supermost tolerant Lord Shiva could not conquer the senses of the Lord. Cupid's business is to invoke mundane lust. I repeat, Cupid's business is to invoke mundane lust. The whole universe is moving, being agitated by Cupid's arrows. The activities of the world are being carried on by the central attraction of male and female. The male is searching after a mate to his liking, and the female is looking after a suitable male. That is the way of material stimulus. And as soon as the male is combined with female, the material bondage of the living being is at once tightly interlocked by sex relation, and as a result of this, both the male's and female's attraction for sweet home, motherland, bodily offsprings, society and friendship, and accumulation of wealth becomes the illusory field of activities. And thus a false but undefeatable attraction of the temporary material existence which is full of misery is manifest. Those who are therefore on the path of salvation for going back home, back to Godhead, are especially advised by all scriptural instructions to become free from such paraphernalia of material attraction. And that is possible only by the association of devotees of the Lord who are called the Mahatmas. Cupid throws his arrows upon the living being to make them mad after the opposite sex, whether the party is actually beautiful or not. Cupid's provocations are going on, even among beastly society who are all ugly looking in the estimation of the civilized nations. Thus Cupid's influence is exerted even amongst the ugliest forms, and what to speak of the most perfect beauties. Lord Shiva, who is considered to be the most tolerant, was also struck by Cupid's arrows because he became mad after the Mohini incarnation of the Lord and acknowledged himself to be defeated. Cupid, however, was himself captivated by the grave and exciting dealings of the goddess of fortune, and he voluntarily gave up his bow and arrow in a spirit of frustration. Such was the beauty and attraction of the queens of the Lord. Yet they could not disturb the transcendental senses of the Lord. This is because the Lord is all-perfect, Atmaram, or self-sufficient. He does not require anyone's extraneous help for his personal satisfaction. Therefore, the queens could not satisfy the Lord by their feminine attractiveness, but they satisfied him by their sincere affection and service. Only by unalloyed transcendental loving service could they satisfy the Lord, and the Lord was pleased to treat them as wives in reciprocation. Thus, being satisfied by their unalloyed service only, the Lord reciprocated the service just like a devout husband. Otherwise, he had no business becoming the husband of so many wives. He is the husband of everyone, but one who accepts him as such, he reciprocates. This unalloyed affection for the Lord is never to be compared to mundane lust. It is purely transcendental, and the grave dealings which the queens displayed in natural feminine ways were also transcendental, because the feelings were expressed out of transcendental ecstasy. It is already explained in the previous verse that the Lord appeared like a mundane husband, but factually his relation with his wives was transcendental, pure and unconditioned by the modes of material nature. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mamamanda Matergati Matsarvasva Padam Bhojau Radha Madana Mohanau. Divya Vrindaranya Kalpudrumada Srimandratnaga Rasinghasanasto Shri Shri Radha Srila Govinda Devau Prestalibi Sevyamanos Marani Sriman Rasarasarambhi Vamshivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Svaner Gopi Gopinatha Shriestanaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 नमो नमो हरे 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 कृष्णा. इट्स अ वेरी लॉन्ग परपोट, ब्यूटिफुल परपोट, वेर इन दिस चैप्टर एज वी ऑल नो इज आफ्टर द बैटल फील्ड ऑफ कुरुक्षेत्र एंड आफ्टर द लॉर्ड स्टेड विद द पांडवर्स फॉर मेनी मेनी मंथ्स ही फाइनली डिसाइडेड टू कम बैक टू द्वारका एंड द द्वारका वासीज वेर फीलिंग एक्सट्रीम सेपरेशन फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड. ही वॉज अवे फॉर अ लॉन्ग लॉन्ग टाइम एंड दे आर वेरी वेरी अटैच टू द लॉर्ड. नेचुरली दे आर ऑल डिवोटीज, दे आर ऑल वेरी वेरी वंडरफुल डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड. So they are naturally attracted to the Lord's physical presence. They are very attached to the Lord's association, and the Lord was absent. And those feelings of separation were very, very intense, and finally the Lord returns back. I'm sure we all have experienced these feelings of missing somebody, and then that somebody comes back. Isn't it? And what is the feeling? It is a... based on your relation with that person. I mean, this is very clearly evident when you go to the airports, right? The people are, there are people who are standing with boards. They are from hotels. They don't know that person. They just know the name, right? So when they see that person coming, there is no emotion. They just take the bag and go. There's no emotion because there's no connectivity. But for people whom we know, the wife is waiting for the husband, or a friend is waiting for other friend, when he sees right from far, they just wave the hand and, right? So it is based on the relationship, based on the closeness, there's obviously to that extent emotion upsurge. In the first example, there's no emotion, as I said. And to the extent you are close, there is an upsurge of emotions. So you can imagine the emotions that was present in the Dwarkavasis when they saw the Lord after years. The battle of Kurukshetra was there. Before that, the Lord went as the peacemaker. So he was away for a long time. He was on duty. Even the Lord has to do his duty, right? He has to go out for his duty. He has to work. Even Krishna says in Gita, even I do work. So what is the excuse for others not to work? So Krishna's work is, he has to be a peacemaker, he has to be a chariot driver, he has to speak the Gita. That is his work. That is his profession. That is his job description. Like we all have also have our respective jobs. But after finishing his work, he comes back home. And when the devotees, the Dwarkavasis, see him, they were very, very happy. And here the verses, the last few verses, and this verse describes the feelings that his wives, obviously they are very, very close. They were sharing swakiya ras with Krishna. Their relationship based on marriage. Of course, we have parakiya ras, which is relationship outside of marriage, which is with the gopis of Vrindavan. But here Krishna was there, and the gopis were experiencing intense emotions. By the same time, they were very, very cultured. You know, the culture is a very interesting, important aspect. You don't just do what you feel like doing. That's culture. Nowadays, because of as the culture diminishes, people just do what they feel like doing. And it's a gentlemanly culture to restrain your emotions in public places. It's the way a gentleman or a gentlewoman behaves. Right? You feel so much love for somebody, but you don't exhibit it in physically. That's culture, right? So our culture also, we strongly support this whole exhibition of feelings. And you can have it in the heart, but you don't exhibit it. Or maybe you do it at the right place at the right time. But as the culture is diminishing, you can see all sorts of things happening anywhere. You know, you feel like loving each other, you kiss each other in public places. Ridiculous. Animalistic, to say the least. Right? But, so the queens were highly cultured ladies.
So they obviously felt attracted to the Lord. They were feeling great love for the Lord. He was their husband, very close, but they restrained. And as explained in the previous verses, they would send their sons to embrace the Lord. They couldn't embrace the Lord openly. So they say, you go and embrace, and because you are my offspring, when the Lord embraces you, I feel very nice. That's culture, my dear friends. Culture means to restrain. Nowadays, you know, the whole fashion is, don't restrain, just do what you feel like doing, just say what you feel like doing, just show the world what you are doing. No privacy, open book. But when you are supposed to be open book, you are very private. Right? You do all the scandals, that you don't show to the world, you just keep it very private. As a politician, you're supposed to show the world everything. Those scandals are very privately kept. Only the big agencies have to dig into it to really find out what the all nonsense you have done. But what was supposed to be private, you make it very open. Your love life is very private. But that is all over the world. I mean, everybody just puts, is the sad state of affairs of the world. Very uncultured, to say the least. Very uncultured. So anyway, the gopis, the queens were expressing their love. And here in this verse, it is explained that even though their beauty, their glances was so captivating, and they are saying that Cupid, you know, Kamadev, Madan, nobody in this room can say, I don't know him. We all know him very well. Yes? And if you don't know him, you have experienced him very well. Say yes. Don't feel shy. Yeah, we all have been tormented, and we are constantly getting tormented by this atrocious feelings which is infused by this personality. Yes? So we all know him. So Cupid, he's always successful. If you want to, the last resort that anybody can take if they want to disturb somebody, they know that if this doesn't work, Sama, Dama, Danda, Bhed, whatever doesn't work, but then they know that you just utilize the agency of Cupid, it works, right? History, Bhagavatam, unlimited examples. Indra's favorite weapon, right? Nothing works, send a particular apsara. Short success. Cupid shoots the arrows and you are finished. Right? So, please imagine, let us understand the words. Prabhupada uses a sentence that Cupid gave up his arrows out of frustration. Something worth thinking about for the next few minutes. When does one become frustrated? When do you become frustrated? When you try and try and try and nothing happens, right? You don't become frustrated at the first instant. Arre, chodo, nahi karne ka. That's frustration is not something which comes as the first feeling, right? First you try. And you are unsuccessful, and you say, I must try more. And you try and try and try again. It leads to anger. It leads to passion. But when all the anger, all the passion and all the trying finishes, you end up into frustration. Arre, ye to nahi ho raha hai. Yes. Is it not that? Now Cupid, the Prabhupada is using, see, every word in language, whether it is English or any, every word has a powerful meaning that the author is trying to convey. It chooses these words with some thought. He didn't say that the Cupid becomes angry. He didn't say that. He became frustrated and he gave up his bows and arrows. That means, you know, you are doing something, arre nahi hoga mere se, chodo isko, right? That's sometimes we, and that's frustration. Can you imagine Cupid getting frustrated? Very, very unlikely that he gets frustrated, because he said in first shot, if not second shot, he's successful. Very rarely does Cupid becomes frustrated, because he saw that what is my power in front of this amazing spiritual beauties? I'm trying, but I have no match. So he tried and he tried and he tried and became frustrated and gave up his arrows. Prabhupada says he gave up his bows and arrows out of frustration. Now it is not something easy. It's not easy to frustrate Cupid. I don't think anyone will be successful. Very, very. So, but he got frustrated. And it said that the queens were so beautiful, but the point they were trying to drive is that Krishna, in spite of all the beauty, and there to not one or two, but 16,000 wives, you know, sending him those type of vibrations, but Krishna was dhir. He was not the least disturbed. Now, when I was just reading this verse, I was just had a thought that, you know, what feelings are exchanged between a husband and a wife is obviously a private thing, isn't it? I mean, you don't know what is the feeling your boss's wife has for the boss, do you? I mean, honestly, do you know? And do you even try to probe? Okay, sir, aapka wife ka kya feelings aapke liye aaj ke din? What does your wife feel about you today? I mean, that's the most obnoxious question. You will not even dream of asking that. You don't want to know because there is some maryada, there is some particular, you know, boundary beyond which we don't go, right? Now, here is Krishna, the supreme boss, the original personality of Godhead. Now, what relation that Krishna shares with his wife is a very private affair. What is our access to it? But why is it? I mean, here, you know, what is mentioned is quite deep if you try to analyze. Please understand, let's understand the Bhagavatam. What is it giving us? It is explained that the relationship between husband and wife is explained in the form of the queens for Krishna. And explained that the Krishna was not agitated by the queens at all. Because he is Atmaram or he is Dhir. Now, before we even discuss this point and discuss the purport that Prabhupada writes, let us first understand that are we really worthy of probing or understanding this intimate relationship between the Lord's intimate devotees, which are his wives, and the Lord? We have no right to access for such things, right? Do we? Do we have the okad, or do we have you understand the word occult, right? Do we really feel we are, it is justified for us to know it? No. But why is it that we still know? Why is it that the Bhagavatam is openly telling us? These are the private affairs of the Lord. Please understand. The reason is, my dear friends, and it's very well explained in the purport itself, Prabhupada writes. So why is this aspects of the Lord not getting agitated and very dear? Why is he explained? So that our dull mind gets attracted to the lotus feet of the Lord. What are the two major problems in the world that we are facing? Krishna bahirmukha jiva bhogavancha kare nikatiya mayastane jhapatiya dhore. Beautiful Bengali verse. Krishna bhuliya jiva. The first problem that we all have is that we have forgotten Krishna. Yes. Yes or no? We have forgotten him. Krishna bhuliya jiva. And because we have forgotten him, the natural outcome of that forgetfulness of Krishna leads to bhogavancha, leads to desire for sense gratification. Because we don't get the pleasure of serving Krishna, and we need pleasure because we are pleasure seeking. So we need to find pleasure somewhere. You cannot just do nothing and not have pleasure. You need to have pleasure. That's why we try to find pleasure in something which is extraneous, something which is outside of Krishna. And that is bhogavancha. That is desire for sense gratification outside of Krishna consciousness. And that's the disease we all are suffering, and that's why we are all here in the material world. Because we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. Very interesting, my dear friends. The relationship with Sambandha. Because we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna, and the purpose of our human form of life is to re-establish, and I'm using the word re-establish with a purpose. It is not established, it is re-established. Because it used to be a relationship, but we have abandoned that relationship. And now that we realize it, we need to re-establish it. Are you getting my point? So what we are trying to do is, we are trying to re-establish our relationship with Krishna. Sambandha. And which is the Archa Vigraha that we worship as the Sambandh Adi Dev Murti? Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Now, it is not that it was just a randomly selected, okay, Sambandh Murti, Radha Madan Mohan, Abhidev Murti is this and that. No, it was with some understanding. Why the Sambandh is Radha Madan Mohan? Because till the time, my dear friends, we are not able to give up the Kamaras, we will never get Ramaras. Kamaras tyaga pyare, Ramaras bhariye, sadhu sanga ramaranga anga anga rangiye. Beautiful bhajan. That till the time the Kamaras does not go, that the desire for sense gratification, which I spoke at the second point, desire to enjoy sense gratification, and the highest sense gratification is the desire, is sexual relationships. That's the highest. So till the time we do not give up that sexual desire, we can never get attached to Krishna. So the reason why Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning this to Parikshit, and why we are reading, and why Srila Prabhupada is writing such a long purport. Please let us all know that these are the purports written in the room of Sri Sri Radha Damodar Mandir. Prabhupada is preparing with this 3-volume, the first canto of Bhagavatam, to give it to the world. And he said, everything is there in the first canto, right? Prabhupada said that. That in everything that I wanted to convey is there in the first canto. Prabhupada didn't want to have any chances. So he said, everything is there in the first canto. He wrote such a long purport. It took us 10 minutes to read the purport. Why is Prabhupada writing such a long purport to this particular verse? So that we understand. So that we get attracted. First is Krishna Bahir Mukha. That we have forgotten Krishna. And how do we reestablish our relationship with Krishna? By knowing His glories. Oh, Krishna is like this. Wow. Slowly, slowly that stupta avastha, that avastha where we, that clouded consciousness. Like we all see clouds now all around, right? The sun is not seen. The sun is there. But the sun is not seen because of the thick clouds. But the thick clouds of ignorance, the thick cloud of desire for enjoying sense gratification has covered our brilliant soul. And by hearing Krishna Katha, which is like, you know, we are trying to remove that cloud, and slowly, slowly the sun shines in our heart. And what we are trying to do is have the full-fledged sun shining at some point in time from our heart. It will take a long time. It will take a long, long time. But we have begin the process. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati ruttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishtaki. We are trying to establish bhakti, which is like the brilliant, like the sun in our heart, as an irrevocable fact. By doing Bhagavat Shravan. By hearing these verses of Bhagavatam. And when we hear such verses and we understand how glorious is Krishna, that in spite of having so many females around him, he is still completely not disturbed. Wow, that's great. Even Lord Shiva got disturbed. Cupid gave up his bow and arrow of his frustration. That's how Krishna is grand. That's why Krishna is called Madan Mohan. If you want to get rid of the dog-like personality, Madan, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes Kali, and that bhajan, Kali Kukura. But Madan is tormenting us, right? I mean, everywhere. You know, when I was just growing, I was a teenager, and I remember, even now, and it's been, what, a couple of decades now, I saw an ad. There was an ad where there was a plane which came, a person came down of the plane, and he stood, it was a low-lying plane, he stood like this, and a girl came. And then he removed from his pocket a cigarette. It's cool. Now, tell me honestly, does it really happen? Can you get on the plane? You, first of all, can't smoke in front of a plane, first of all. It's not allowed. It is legally not allowed. How ridiculous. When people see these ads, so wow. That means if I smoke this cigarette, I'll get this girl coming to me like this. I mean, what sort of craziness? I was just reading that. I was reading some statistics that 42% of all the advertisements in the world, they use the sexual arousal as a principle in the ads. The basis on which those ads are made, 42% of it, practically half of the ads are made in the world. And maybe this statistics was from 2012. It must be much more now. Is used, I mean, whether it is a biscuit or it is any ad, you will have a boy and a girl coming. Why? Why? Because somehow or the other, it is so ingrained in our consciousness, this desire for attraction to the opposite sex is so ingrained, it appeals us. Oh, well, this sounds good. I want this. Because it is a universal principle. It is applicable to everywhere. To everyone. And that is why, when we hear a personality like Krishna, that he does not get aroused, you say, wow, this is something interesting. I know, even Lord Shiva gets bewildered, even Lord Brahma gets bewildered, but Krishna is amazing. And that is why we chanted this verse, Jayatam Surata Pangor, Mamamanda Matergati, Matsarvasva Padam Bhojao, Radha Madana Mohano. As Jayatam Surata Pangor, Mamamanda, that we are all born with Mand Buddhi. Mamanda Matergati, Matsarvasva Padam. And he said that Krishna, please, O Madan Mohan, I'm dull, I'm constantly attracted to this Kama Vasana, it's constantly bothering me. Please help me. Please understand, this is such a force that you cannot overcome on your own. Impossible. But when Krishna attracts you, then that's why they said, Rupa Goswami writes that if you are at all attached to any pleasure of this material world, you want to enjoy pleasure of the material world, don't go to the banks of Keshi Ghat. Because once you go there and you see the three-cloud bending form of Krishna, you will lose all your attachments. It's finished. Then you will say, "Arey, kidhar gaya?" It's gone. So don't go there if you are attached. If you are not, please go. Because once you see that form of Gopinath standing in the three-cloud bending form, Tribhanga Lalit, all your attraction will go away. Of course, we have gone so many times to Keshi Ghat, nothing has happened. I waited for hours. Kuch to hona chahiye. Let's hope someday one of the visits to Keshi Ghat, something happens. So we have to keep on trying. Yeah, we have to keep on trying. Because we are not going with that emotion. Of course, otherwise, Krishna consciousness, spiritual life is very easy actually. If you just have faith, Shraddha Matra Lohi Dena Param Ananda. If you just have faith, Nityananda Prabhu is saying that if you have faith, Shraddha, then you will have Paramananda. But faith hi nahi hai. And when you go to Keshi Ghat, you are doing something else but seeing Krishna. You are seeing everything else. Ar idhar ganda hai, idhar dhoti kharab ho jayega, idhar ye ho jayega, ye ho jayega, this. And Jamuna is so bad, it's unclean, this. We have all reasons to not focus on Krishna. And the mind makes sure that you don't focus on Krishna. Because if you do, all your desires will be going. So Krishna, when this intimate relationships of Krishna are explained to us, well, the reason is so that we slowly get attracted to Krishna. We understand that we pray to Radha Madan Mohan. There's a beautiful story we all know, right? In Vrindavan, you know, Krishna was there. He was playing Rasa Leela, and you know, one boy and so many girls. So who gets attracted? Cupid. Cupid bola ki ye kya hai? What is this? There's one boy and so many girls. I want to disturb this fellow. So he started throwing arrows at Krishna. There's a place called Madanter. It's on the Vrindavan Parikrama path. It's the place where Hitahari Vamsh did his bhajan. You know. And he was throwing arrows and then Krishna burnt Madan to ashes. Finished. I mean, It's just a statement, Madan burned to ashes. But you know, what are we talking about? This is the most powerful energy burned to ashes by the glance of Krishna. From that time on, Krishna started known as Madan Mohan. So that's the great power of Krishna. By the same time, the power of Madan. I was just reading some other statistics to just know. We all know it, but when we hear some numbers, we realize that yes, it is quite deep. So I'm going to give you some statistics. If you see how many industries are dependent upon this human urge of opposite attraction to opposite sex, how many industries are dependent? Can you name some? Cosmetic industry. What is it all about? What is cosmetic industry all about? Because a small portion is to keep yourself healthy, the skin healthy. But majority of the, I won't say everybody, but majority is, okay, we want to just look good so that I become attractive. Yes or no? Yes. Now, cosmetic industry is the $400 billion industry. I don't even know how many numbers of zeros would that mean in terms of Indian rupees. $400 billion industry. This was statistics in 2018. From 2027, which is in the next few years, this is going to become a $750 billion industry. And the whole business of this industry is attraction. The fashion industry, it's called the fashion industry. Why do people do fashion? You know, fashion means you want to do something different. Right? The fashion industry is a $3,000 billion industry. It is 2% of the world's GDP. Now, probably a number this semester. Don't try to understand numbers. Just understand it's a huge. Don't worry about converting 3,000 billions into $75 per rupee per, you know, and how much rupees. Don't worry about that. It's 3,000 billion is huge money. It's 2% of the world's GDP. And then we have the entertainment and the media industry, which obviously entertainment is not 100% based on this. There are some good things happening which are not necessarily sexually oriented or not necessarily something. But majority of the media and the entertainment industry is also primarily based on this aspect of human urge. Yes or no? You agree? You want to know what is the industry worth? It is $2.34 trillion. I'm not talking about million. I'm not talking about billion. I'm talking about $1 trillion. $2.34 trillion industry. Can you imagine how this one person is generating such business in the world? This person named Mr. Kamadev. What sort of business industry? How many people are taking advantage of this urge that it is all over? It's just all capturing. People are captured, butchered by this urge. Tormented minute to minute, second to second. That's the seriousness we are talking about, my dear friends. That's how serious this particular thing is. And what we are trying to do is get rid of that personality by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. What is the hope? Such a powerful person controlling such an empire of industry, and we are trying to get rid. Hare Durja, Durja, Ni, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It will take a long time. There's one beautiful story from Bhagavatam which will real clearly explain, you know, how this is so difficult. And how powerful this is. And so this is from the, I think, 8th canto of Bhagavatam. Churning is 8th canto, right? Churning? Yeah. So 8th canto of Bhagavatam, the churning of the milk ocean. You know, the two parties, the demigods and the demons, they are all very clearly focused on one thing, that we want to get the nectar, right? It is like the final World Cup of two teams. That we want that cup. I mean, for you to understand in the contemporary world what it means. We all know what it means when two teams are like, and the whole world is geared up. Huh? This team versus this team. So similarly, demons and demigods, their whole purpose was to get that nectar. Right? And they were wondering how to get it. So then, of course, it's a long story. Beautiful pastime. Unbelievably beautiful pastime. And they had the Mount Sumeru as the churning rod and then Vasuki. That what I'm trying to drive primarily is that how focused were demons. That they came with a clear focus, one-pointed focus, one-pointed agenda. At any cost, we want that, the nectar. They were smart. They were brilliant. They were powerful people. They started churning. And they were holding the end of the tail of Vasuki. And the demigods were holding the face. They said, no, cheating. So what happened? He said, no, tail is the back side. We want the front side. Cheating. No cheating. So the demigod said, okay, fine, we will take the tail, you take the face. The reason I'm mentioning this is how focused and how calculative they were. Yes? They're very calculative that whatever it takes, whatever it takes us against it, we will not do it. Whatever it helps us, we will do it. So they said, we want the face. Otherwise, we will not do this. So the demigod said, okay, fine, we take. And of course, we know what happened. You know, Vasuki was throwing fumes and fire and they were all charred black. But anyway, because that's the mentality of demons. They always feel very insecure and left out. By the way, that's a demonic mentality. And whenever we feel insecure and left out, that's quite a demonic thing. Demonic may be a little superlative, but it is quite a sad thing. Because we don't have the abundant mindset, we always have the what we call the scarcity mindset, and we always feel insecure. The demons always felt insecure. You know, something is better with them, we want that. So anyway, they took that. And finally, after so much of hard work, we will not go into details. There's a homework for you all to read the 8th canto, read the turning of the milk ocean. Do the homework today before you sleep. So they were churning. And then finally, Dhanvantri Bhagwan came with the pot of nectar. And how much they worked hard. I don't know how many incarnations came. And I counted. There are unlimited incarnations who came in this pastime. In the form of rain, in the form of tortoise, in the form of the goddess of fortune, in the form of various things just to support this churning. They couldn't do anything without the Lord's plan. You know, they were churning and the whole mountain started going down. I was like, what do we do? Then came the beautiful tortoise incarnation. Keshava Drita Kurma Sharira Chai Jagadisha Hare. So he went down, he put the mountain up, and then so he became a beautiful support. And then they started churning. So like that, so much hard work went, and finally they got the nectar. So please imagine this nectar coming out. Of course, Lord Shiva took the poison. We all know this pastime. I'm not really going into details of that. But this whole pot of nectar coming is after huge effort and years and years and years and years of hard work. Now, please imagine if you have worked hard one pointedly for something and there's something is in front of you, what will you do? What will you do? You will not be happy till you actually have it, right? And no compromise at that time. So that was the scenario. They worked hard, very hard, one-pointedly. They didn't have any sense gratification. Demons, you know, no sense gratification. But they were working. They gave up sense gratification. They gave up eating, sleeping. Just constant churning. And then comes the pot. And then there was a fight. Who will take the nectar first? And there was a fight. No, not me. And amongst the demons, there was fight. That I will take the first. Even if I get it, I'll take first. And so this is typical, you know, we see right now happening in Maharashtra. I'm sorry, I usually don't get political, but it's so much in my mind. So he said, who will take this? He says, I, me. Me Karnar. So there was a dispute. So then came the Mohini Murti. Now, please understand, you know, this was, it's also mentioned in the purport. This was a beautiful lady. Let us not see her as a lord. It was a beautiful lady. As far as demons were concerned, at that point in time, they just saw her as a beautiful lady, extremely beautiful. They're like, you know, so sometimes when you see when you see something beautiful, you say, what's that? What was that? What is that? So she came and she was beautiful, and then when she spoke, she was more beautiful because she spoke so sweetly. So demons were like, you know, something like anesthetized. You know what is anesthesia? That, you know, use anesthetic, you don't know what. So even if you cut a person, it bleeds. Sometimes anesthetic people, they see, their eyes are open. They see somebody's getting cut and they see blood coming out. For those who are, you know, getting operated light, because it is all stainless steel, you can actually see what the surgery is happening, right? So I see, you know, so many patients, they say, actually I saw, you know, doctor cutting me, blood coming out, boop, boop, like boom, 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 blood coming. But I was like, because anesthetized. Anesthesia means there's no, you don't feel any pain. Similarly, these demons were like anesthetized. They were like shocked to see her beauty. Her beauty anesthetized them. I said, do you mind if I distribute it? They said, no, take. I mean, can you imagine this? Every time I read this passage, I get so entertained. I said, can you imagine this? That they were working, please understand, I was focusing on this part, right? They worked hard for years for something, and that something is there. And here comes a lady. And Radhana Swami Maharaj, in his lecture, he says that they found this lady to be more nectarine than the nectar. So there she said, my dear demons, are dear bola, dear. They must be feeling such emotions in there, because that Kamadeva was at his best at that time. He was just shooting arrows at the heart, boom, 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 boom. And they were like, demons, would you mind if I distribute? They said, yeah, please. We have complete faith in you. And then she said it. Are you sure? Can you have trust in a person who is unknown? What if I give it to the demigods? But they were still so anesthetized. They were so bewildered. They were so much in this whole idea of impressing her and not having any sort of, objecting to whatever she says. Because if we do object, then maybe she might not love us. It's quite graphic, my dear friends. It is very, very interesting to understand the psyche of the demons at that point in time. We are laughing, but it's a serious thing. We all go through this bewilderment many, many times in our life. And they gave something that they work hard for to her to distribute. And she was there to cheat them. Very clear agenda she had, that she was there to cheat these demons and make them look like fools in front of the world. Don't the demons look like fools? They worked hard and they gave their thing to an unknown lady just because of sexual attraction. The internal understanding that they had is that, you know what? She loves me only. And she will give it to me. They all felt that she loves me only and she will give only to me. By the way, the same mood was there in the Rasa Leela also. Gopis felt that Krishna is only dancing with me. But my dear friends, what was the difference? Yes, we have the same understanding. Rasa Leela, over there, Mata Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, dancing in Rath Yatra. Lord Chaitanya is dancing only in our group. What is the difference? It's very, very important to mark the difference here. The demons were feeling that the Mohini Murti is only going to give it to me out of lust. The desire to enjoy her. Externally, the feelings were same. But the gopis were feeling the way they were feeling because they had unalloyed love for Krishna. Pure love. There was no calm, it was only prem. So from this, you know, from this story, you understand how powerful is this sexual attraction and how foolish it makes you. That's why I remember one of the lectures I heard, how Cupid made you stupid. Huh? Right? I forgot to mention one, that this Valentine Day industry, this one day in the year, Valentine Day, and that's the time, of course, it was a holy day. It was, as we all know, it was Saint Valentine's Day. It was a time to show love for the other living entities, spiritual love. That was Saint Valentine. He was a compassionate saint, a celibate. He was a celibate. But they removed, because Saint, nikalo usko, only Valentine. Because Saint, we feel a little odd. How can you be Saint Valentine? So they're coming, this is what they do. They conveniently remove, you know, and they make it sound very good. Abortion sounds very, very sinful. See, this tissue removal. What we are doing, tissue removal. We have removed a tissue. This is the material world, the way they portray it in a very, very nice tissue removal. But actually it is a sin. It's a ghastly sin. You are killing a soul. You are a murderer. But when you say tissue removal, you don't sound like a murderer, right? So that's what it is. So, what was I saying? Valentine's Day. That's a close to $4 billion industry, by the way. One day in the world is a $4 billion industry. So anyway, the point is, this is very, very powerful, sufficient to know that. And then finally, when you know, Mohini Murthy, we all know, she just gave all the nectar and the demons were just waiting and waiting. Then they realized, oh my God, what we have done. What a fools we have become. And then he's explained here that Lord Shiva, you know, who was known to be a very, very self-controlled person, that, you know, the demigod sent Parvati to disturb Lord Shiva. He was sitting in Samadhi. He was not wearing any clothes. He was in deep Samadhi. He said, please disturb you because we want you to give rise to a son who can become a powerful commander-in-chief of the demigod army. But she couldn't disturb. That's how dear Lord Shiva is. But Lord Shiva said it after, this comes in the few chapters after the Manthan Leela. He said that, Krishna, I want to see your female form. And then we all know, you know, that even Shiva got disturbed. Shiva realized that, you know, I succumbed to this female form of yours. So when you're talking about this aspect, is very, very important that we understand the power. And when I say, and we have been, Prabhupada also writes the word, you know, attraction, you know, the woman association should be avoided. But this is keeping in mind the male, but we have to apply the same thing for a woman. For a woman, the male is the problem, and the male is the problem. Many times, the male is the problem for the males. I mean, unfortunately, but that's the way it is. The sad situation of this world, but that's the way it is, right? So here we are talking about any sexual desires. It's a very dangerous energy. If you want to make progress in Krishna consciousness, if you don't worry. Just give in to your desires. But if you are here, and I'm sure all of us sitting in this room are all here ultimately to really perfect their life and become lovers of God. Yes, that's the purpose. We are here. We are attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. Right? So if that is the purpose, then we need to get rid of this. And that is why, you know, we need such purports and we need such glories of Krishna to really get attracted to Krishna. And it's also explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, to our Raghunath Das Goswami. Many times we say, well, this instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami are very, very high. It is not necessarily for, you know, we are not a sannyasi. I'm not a sannyasi. I'm a grihastha. So not necessarily for me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that if you want to make Krishna progress in Krishna consciousness, he didn't say you want to be a good sannyasi. I specifically read the Chaitanya Chaitamrita today. when I was reading this conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami. And he says very clearly, Gramya katha na kohibe, gramya katha na shunibe, bhalana peribe, albharna kohibe, and shwapne mebhi na koribe, sthri sambhashana. This instructions he gives. Gramya katha na shunibe, gramya katha na kohibe. Now many a times, we find that these are too basic instructions for me to really focus. When was the last, at least you know, I can speak for myself, when was the last I discussed this particular aspect? Long time back, because we discuss all other higher aspects of Krishna consciousness. But we don't discuss about so much about gramya katha na shunibe, gramya katha na koibe. Now what is gramya katha? It's a serious deterrent in our Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself, is instructing our Prayojanacharya. So how seriously we should take these instructions? Gramya katha na shunibe, gramya katha na koibe. Now gramya katha has various connotations right now, which would mean everything that we do which is not connected to Krishna. And we should not speak, because that will sap your enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness. It is serious business, my dear friends. We have become very lax. That's why, you know, this statement is a very, very alarming statement. Prabhupada's, one of Prabhupada's godbrother made to Prabhupada that the problem is, he said it with Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, the problem with many of your disciples, obviously it applies to grand disciples, is that they are not sufficiently scared of Maya. We are not sufficiently scared of Maya. Because we feel ke, are main to bindas hai. What will happen? But big, big devotees have really succumbed to the snare of Maya. So who are we? That's why these instructions are very, very important. Gramya katha na shunibe. Bhalna peribe, bhalna khaibe. Now, obviously, we are not here to be fanatics, to say, and first of all, this instruction, I mean, many a times when we read this instruction and we hear the class that we should not do gramya katha, we should not speak gramya katha, the natural instinct or the natural reaction to hearing something like this is, we feel that, who is doing it? Ah, he does it. She does it. We never ever find out what we do. So honestly, the purpose of this discussion is not what X or Y or Z devotee. Do not try to judge others right now. Judge yourself. Am I doing gramya katha? Am I involved in speaking gramya katha? Am I involved in, you know, bhalna peri bhal, bhalna khoibe? Now that, of course, you know, we have to, as I said, we want to be practical, not to say that spiritual life is impractical, but we cannot just come to this level of simplicity overnight. So obviously there will be some bhalna peribe and bhal khaibe. We'll be wearing good clothes and eating good food. If we just say no good food, then you say, what do I do? I have desire. But the principle is very important. The principle is what we need to focus on, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us. And that is the exact principle that Srila Prabhupada is driving with in this long purport. To become serious in the desire to make Krishna consciousness progress, and to that extent serious in overcoming the snares of Maya, which is very prominently experienced in the sexual urge. And as I said, to be very, very conscious in how you associate with the opposite sex is very important. You know, as I was discussing with one of my friends just a few minutes before I started the class, you know, we were just discussing that many a times when you say not to associate with opposite sex, that we try to avoid, we say, Swapne bibina koribe sthri sambhashana. So many times we apply this instruction, and we find it very convenient to apply this instruction by hating the opposite sex. I said, you know what? Swapne bibina koribe sthri sambhashana, that means, oh, these ladies are, or for that matter, for ladies, the men are useless. We hate them. Because we find it very easy when you hate somebody not to get associated with them. But the problem is, this is another snare of Maya, because when you start hating somebody who is, obviously when you hate a devotee, you are doing Vaishnava Prad. So the Maya is very sharp. Either you associate closely, you are in problem. You hate somebody, you are in a problem. Problem everywhere. To strike the balance is Krishna consciousness. To strike the balance is Krishna consciousness. So either we become two fanatics and apply this principle as I hate the opposite sex. I hate them. Because only when I hate them, I have nothing to do with them. But that's not, you have to respect them and have the right attitude to associate with them. And this applies to brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, sannyasis. Because I remember one of the sannyasis, I was in one of the lecture of Sajinandan Swami Maharaj. and he was sharing, I mean, it's quite common sense, but he was sharing that, male is butter and female is fire, and whether it is a grihastha male or a sannyasi male, butter is butter. And butter will melt. We know this, right? We all know this. So this is the union is important principle. Again, I'm making an embargo. I'm making a very clear. We do all this discussion only if we are serious in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, why bother to control our senses? Just let loose. To me, Rishikesha, Rishika Damiya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that you are Rishikesh, my dear Lord. And Rishika Damiya, one of the needs for a sadhaka is to control Rishika. Rishika means senses. Damiya means to control. Daman karna. To control the horse of the senses which are running here and there. Manoratena dhavate para. The chariot of the mind is going here and there. You have to control it. You need to control the desires for associating with the opposite sex. It's very, very important. And we need to be careful. And we need to understand how dangerous it can be to your spiritual life. The years and years and years and years of hard work. The just like the way the demons did the hard work for that Amrit. Years and years of hard work of Krishna consciousness can be finished with 1 second of being lax in our association with the opposite sex. It finishes. You are finished. You are gone. So you have to be careful. But at the same time, not fanatically careful. Not to hate them. That's Krishna consciousness. So many times, in the guise of being practical, you become very casual. Or in the guise of being very, very strict, you become very, very fanatic. Both are dangerous. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he spoke about Raghunath Das Goswami, about renunciation and all these aspects, he at the same time glorified Ramananda Rai, who was a grihastha. See the beauty of balancing. He said, but Ramananda Rai can do whatever he is doing. He is a grihastha. He trains girls to dance for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. He can do whatever. So he was glorified Ramananda Rai. At the same time telling us not to associate with the opposite sex. Yeah. So I think this particular aspect, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Raumara As Pratana Koreye Sada Narottamadas. So Rupa Raghunatha Pade Raumara As to develop faith in the lotus feet of Lord Chait of Rupa Raghunath. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are all here Gaudiya Vaishnavas. If you want to develop attachment to the lotus, if you develop attachment to the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath, then we can make progress in Krishna consciousness. That is the desire of Narottam Das Thakur. Rupa Raghunath pade hoi be akuti, tabe ama bhujabo se yugala piriti. Only then you will get attachment to the yugala piriti, the yugal sarkar, the divine couple standing in front of us. Only then we'll get attraction to Radha Krishna Leela when you get attached to the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath. So it is serious, and Rupa Raghunath's instruction is all about being strict in your behavior and your Krishna consciousness. And that is why every now and then we have these beautiful purports explaining the glories of Krishna, how he is so very strict and not at all disturbed in any situation. But now you can, while Krishna is Atmaram, is explained here, right? Krishna is Atmaram. What does the meaning of Atmaram? Means he's self-satisfied. He's happy from within. He doesn't need, Prabhupada writes, any extraneous reason to be happy. कुछ बाहर से उनको चाहिए नहीं कि खुश होने के लिए. ही डजंट नीड फ्रॉम एनीथिंग फ्रॉम आउटसाइड. ही इज हैप्पी फ्रॉम विद इन. दैट मीन्स द प्लेजर गिविंग पोटेंसी इज राइट विद इन. वी नीड फ्रॉम आउटसाइड. वी नीड टू ईट समथिंग टू बी हैप्पी. वी नीड टू सी समथिंग टू बी हैप्पी. And that's why we are constantly searching for sense gratificatory objects to be happy. But Krishna is happy as Atmaram.
But at the same time, Krishna is greedy to associate with his devotees. Radha Govind Maharaj says, that Bhagwan bahut lalait hai bhakto ka sang karne ke liye. What a beautiful statement. That while the Lord, the devotees are eager to for the Lord's association, Bhagwan bhi bahut lalait hai. He is very, very keen, desirous, greedy for association of his devotees. And why is it? If Lord is satisfied from within, why should he be greedy for anything? Appears to be contradictory. If he is happy from within, why he needs devotees? He is happy from within. So he explains that while, so the Lord is unlimited. Right? The Lord is unlimited. So, Radha Govind Maharaj explains that the Lord is unlimited. He has unlimited desires also. It makes sense? Are you confused? If you are, you can say yes. It is confusing. And on one side, we are saying is Atmaram, he doesn't have any desires. And on the side, he has unlimited desires. What is this? What are you talking about? Krishna has no material desires. There's no material things that he wants. But Krishna, he is having unlimited desires for spiritual association. Because he also has desires. If we have desires when we are small ports of Krishna, Krishna has unlimited desires. Because we are made in the image of the Lord. If Lord is Vibhu, we are Anu. If Anu has small desires, the Lord is Vibhu, unlimited desires. Make sense? That unlimited desires are satisfied only by his devotees. And the supremest devotee of the Lord is Srimati Radharani. And she can satisfy the Lord completely. And my dear friends, let us glorify the supreme position of Srimati Radharani. Because she is known as Madan Mohan Mohini. Srimati Radharani ki? Yes. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki?
Yes.
Right? So this is the glory of Vaishnav philosophy. The Lord is simultaneously Atmaram and yes, yet needy. He needs his devotees. Of course, this is the Lord's own desire. The Lord doesn't need anything. But he needs them in one sense. So in one sense you can say he doesn't need, but he needs. And this can be this dichotomy. This apparent difficulty to understand can be overcome by understanding the achintya bheda abheda tattva of the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this powerful philosophy of achintya bheda abheda tattva. So the Lord is always looking for the devotional service in his devotees, and that is why he's explained this purport. Very interesting to understand. That why the Lord is not attached to anything. But why he became the husband of the wives? Because the Lord was attracted to the devotional features of these ladies. And that's why the Lord accepted them as wives. And that's why he became as wives. And he's explained that in Krishna, when it comes to Satyabhama, he's explained he's a henpecked husband. Satyabhama controls Krishna. I want this. Krishna feels if she gets angry, it'll be a problem. That's why he took the whole Leela of Parijat. It's all because of Satyabhama's very, very controlling personality. And Krishna is happy to be controlled. Krishna is happy to be Partha Sarathi. Can you imagine when you hear this beautiful, qualities of the Lord, don't you become attracted to the Lord? What an amazing personality Krishna is. And this is what is required to make progress in Krishna consciousness. And that's why we read Srimad Bhagavatam. When we hear this amazing qualities of the Lord, he's Atmaram, but yet he needs his devotees. And that's why it is explained by Prabhupada so wonderfully that Krishna becomes the husband and he provides for his wife. He provides a beautiful palaces, provides everything. He spends time with them. He reaches on time. Spends time with them, gives them children. Each of them had 10 children. And he lived, in the previous verse, he lived like an ordinary husband. when actually Krishna is nobody's husband. He's God. And Prabhupada writes in this purport, Krishna is everyone's husband. Because Krishna is the only enjoyer. We are all enjoyed. Only one husband. Akale Ishwara Krishna Ara Shakala Britya. Only there's only one throat, there's only one male, Krishna. And we all are females. We're all meant to be enjoyed. When we recognize this position, when we start reciprocating with Krishna, in that mood, Krishna accepts our devotional service and accepts us and gives us a particular position in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, Ras, and helps us to give our service to Him. Krishna reciprocates. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki. Krishna is reciprocating. Giving darshan. Yeah, so this is something which is very, very important for all of us to understand. That Krishna, while He doesn't need anything, but He is eager to taste the devotional sentiments in the hearts of His devotees. And that is why the supreme devotee, Srimati Radharani, Krishna is attached to being with her. And that's why in all the altars, Krishna finds Himself standing next to Srimati Radharani. Why? Because she has such unlimited devotion. She is the sole proprietor of all devotional service. And that's why she is Madan Mohan Mohini. Madan is one, but one who conquers. Madan nobody can conquer, but the supreme person who can conquer Madan is Madan Mohan. But here is the personality who is Madan Mohan Mohini who can conquer Krishna. And that is the extent of the depth of the philosophy that we have access to being in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we have an understanding of something which is so great that it is that the devotee in one sense becomes greater than God. Prabhupada said it, right? That you want to be God, you follow the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can be greater than God. Of course, you have to understand in the right perspective. This all beautiful understanding that we have of Krishna consciousness can be understood as far as our level is concerned. Of course, we respect and we worship the glorious position of Srimati Radharani. We worship the glorious Leelas of Vrindavan, where the Lord acts as a, not as a God, but everything else but God. But all these things will make sense to us when we remove the disease of Kamaras. When that is gone, please understand, we can never love Krishna till the time this disease in our heart. Wherever there is Krishna, what is that verse? Krishna Priti Bhog, Tare Krema Nam, what is that? Loud? Tare. Krishna Indriya Priti Vancha Dhare Prema Dam. When Krishna Icha, when, but that same thing is for our own Indriyas, it is Kama. But the same thing is for Krishna, and that's the glorious position of the Brijbasis, that's the glorious position of all the devotees that we read in the Bhagavatam. Bhishmadev, Pandavas, they do everything. They fought for the Lord, they married for the Lord, everything they did was for the pleasure of the Lord. So, Atma Indriya Priti Vancha Kare, it is lust. But Bhagwan, if you satisfy the Indriyas of Krishna, that is Prem. Right? So while we need to be cognizant of the fact of the detrimental effect of Kam, but at the same time, the take-home message of this verse is not to become paranoia about this Kam. Hare Bapa, Kam. That will make you negatively attached if you just constantly think of the dangers of Kam. But while we are aware of this particular snare of Maya, which even big demons. And please understand, these demons are not ordinary people. They are very, very powerful, elevated, well-nerded. They are not some one of those ordinary people from the street. Demons. They're not demons. They are demons, powerful people. They have got power. They have done unlimited tapasya and then they have become those powerful demons. And they were bewildered. Yeah. So while we are understanding the snare of Maya, at the same time we understand the power of bhakti. So Krishna consciousness is having sufficient fear of Maya and parallelly harboring a lot of love for Krishna. And when this runs on two tracks like this, sufficient fear of Maya and harboring love for Krishna, then our train will go back home, back to God. Then our vehicle will go back to God, guarantee. But either one, it's going to be very lopsided. Just love for Krishna without fear, that sentimentalism, Prabhupada said, without understanding of glory of Krishna. You need to understand the glory of Krishna. The sentimental sentiments can be disturbed within no time. But just being fear of Maya and without love for Krishna, that will make you crazy, fanatics, hard-hearted. So that's why we have access to both. And you know, let us really thank Srila Prabhupada. Let us really thank our Guru Parampara to really give us access to such beautiful understanding of Radha Krishna Leela, of the Leela of. I was just like to end. We were singing the Jagannath Ashtakam, and the Jagannath Ashtakam, there's a line. Rasa Nandi Radha Vapura Alingana Sukho. That Jagannath becomes happy only when she, only Sukho, Alingan, only when she is embraced by the Rasa Nandi Radha, by the wonderful. So you can imagine that Krishna needs to be happy, and he becomes only happy when a great devotee like Srimati Radharani and those who are followers of Srimati Radharani, they are serving Krishna. So let us all, today, you know, take upon ourselves the whole sort of a resolution, if not a vow, to really be sufficiently scared of Maya. Prabhupada was sitting in this last. Prabhupada was sitting in one room and he was folding hands in front of the deities. And one senior, very very senior sannyasi, disciple of Prabhupada, asked Prabhupada, "What are you doing?" And Prabhupada said, "I am praying to Krishna that I might not fall in Maya." Prabhupada said, "I am praying to Krishna that I may not fall into Maya." And the realization of the senior devotee was that because Prabhupada is praying that he will not fall into Maya, he will never fall into Maya. Because we are constantly praying. So let us all pray that Krishna, please let us not fall victim to this snare of Maya, especially in the form of the desire to enjoy sense gratification, to the sexual pleasures, subtle and gross both. At the same time, let us understand and hear the glories of Krishna and become more and more attached to Krishna and His glories, and we understand how glorious is Krishna. And then automatically, when you understand glories of Krishna, you understand the futility or the emptiness of Maya. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? We have time for questions. Yes. We have time for questions.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhu, my name is Ram. Prabhu, I want to know.
Name is?
Ram.
Jai Shri Ram. Very nice.
Prabhu, I want to know, what is about the Nishkam Karma? But in the material world, we fall everyone in Maya. Then how to overcome that, how we can keep our man in control, how to overcome those Mayas, as per Lord Krishna says.
How to keep the mind in control?
Yes. How to control the mind to not to go to Maya, or how to chant to Krishna that we don't fall in Maya.
No, that's what I'm saying. So basically, if you cannot control your mind yourself. You yourself cannot control your mind, but you have to attract the mercy of Krishna that He will help you control the mind. Because the mind is very difficult to control. It is said that the mind runs at the speed of, it's like a raging wind. Can you control the raging wind? You cannot. So similarly, the mind cannot be controlled, but if you attract the mercy of Krishna, then you can easily control the mind, because He will control it on your behalf. That's why it said, Rishika Damiya, this is what Bhakti Thakur is saying, Tumi Rishikesh, you are Rishikesh, you are the master of the senses. You control my senses. So you, when you're chanting Hare Krishna, the whole purpose is to attract the Lord to help us control our mind and senses. Make sense? Okay, thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare.